Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. I'm Gary Dick. This is a podcast where we really look at the convergence of food, science, and technology and the impact on Indiana. Dramatic impact now, but also the potential for even more impact in the future. And we're very pleased on this edition to have as our guest Mitch Frazier. Mitch is the CEO at Reynolds Farm Equipment. And Mitch, welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gary. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. We go back a few years.
Just a couple.
In various capacities. And why don't you start, Mitch, because you're an Indiana guy, right?
I am.
I grew up in Tipton County. Give us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, sure. So I Indiana born and bred, had a great experience growing up in rural Tipton County, and truly never thought the ag biosciences would be where I ended up. Joined the Army, spent 5 years on active duty, and then worked for the Army as a civilian, spent time in Iraq, spent time down in New Orleans as a civilian for Hurricane Katrina, and came home, and my wife said, hey, it's great that you're out saving the world, but it'd be cool if you stayed home. And through a connection with a connection, came back here and have really loved Indiana. My wife and I moved back in 06 to work with Governor Daniels, which you and I first connected then, and then spent time in tech, and now at Reynolds Farm Equipment.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because in the Daniels administration, you were very involved and a key player at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, IEDC, where you really got a look at, and it was a time in history, I think, in Indiana, where things were changing.
That's right.
In the economy, and there was a lot of the creation of the IEDC, all of those kinds of things taking place.
Tremendous time for Indiana, and really a great opportunity to understand the complexity and the strength of the Indiana economy. And today, as I zoom out and look at from our position as Reynolds Farm Equipment, we're 7 locations across the Midwest, 5 here in Indiana, and now to be on this side of the equation to see the strength of the ag biosciences, to see the strength of technology, to see the long shadow that was cast by a crew of so many. I mean, you look at Software Artistry and IBM. You look at what happened with ExactTarget and Salesforce, with Aprimo and Teradata, with Angie's List and Home Advisor. The story goes on and on. Be remiss if I didn't say Genesis and Interactive Intelligence as well. There's so many. And what I get so excited about, Gary, is when you look at the strength that we have here in Indiana and the opportunity we have for ag, it's the connection of those two. When you look at Teradata, Angie's List, ExactTarget, Salesforce, Aprimo, right, we go on and on. So many of those folks that created those companies were a generation or two away from the farm, if not the farm, certainly rural Indiana. And I think we have a huge opportunity, and kudos to you and to your team for what you do to celebrate those, is connecting those two economies through the people is a huge opportunity.
So you look at Reynolds Farm Equipment, and that's a very traditional family-owned company, a great Indiana success story over the course of many years. So you look at that traditional type of company, of organization. You came more directly or most directly from technology,
that's
from ExactTarget and that cutting-edge type of industry. And as you, I think you just talked about there, you see the merging of those two as really something that can be powerful in Indiana, whether it's Reynolds or any number of other scenarios around the state.
That's exactly right. You look at production agriculture today. You know, we shouldn't even call it production agriculture, we should call it precision agriculture. I mean, this idea of being able to use analytics, insights, applying innovation to produce more food, to produce better food, to create a world in which we can actually feed all the folks that we need to feed is real. And it's happening here in Indiana. When you look at the strengths that we have, when you look at what Indiana has, when we look at all those companies, the tech companies we just mentioned, what are they good at? They're great at analytics. They're great at processing massive amounts of big data. They're great at being able to connect with customers in new ways. And when I look at the agricultural industry, that's what we're great at, right? Well, what Reynolds Farm Equipment does oh so well, and what the Reynolds family has created back since 1955, was putting the right people and the right equipment in the hands of farmers, homeowners, landscapers, commercial contractors, golf course operators, so they can create a better experience for their customers. And that is what technology does. And the world in which these two places can collide is a place that I love the opportunity to serve in.
So give us some examples, if you could, Mitch, of how things have changed, maybe specifically at Reynolds. Well, before we get into that,
sure.
You have some big news.
Big news.
And you're gonna share it with us this morning, right? And I mentioned Reynolds Farm Equipment. What a great company, a great organization, great family that has grown that business and getting some well-deserved recognition.
The team at Reynolds Farm Equipment deserves a tremendous amount of recognition. So really excited to announce that Reynolds Farm Equipment has been named the 2018 North American Dealer of the Year. The first time an Indiana headquartered equipment dealer has ever been that recipient, and the first time in our 63-year history that we've done it. And what I get so proud of is we have 250 folks that I have the opportunity to work with each and every day, 7 locations across the Midwest, 5 here in Indiana, and they're all wildly passionate about serving our customer. And what I think is exciting to me, seeing as a family-owned company since 1955 here in Indiana, to be able to evolve, to be able to continue to be one step ahead, predict that next thing that a customer needs, that's what great companies do. Mm-hmm. And I am absolutely elated that once again, our team at Reynolds Farm Equipment has another recognition, great third-party validation of the work that our team is doing to serve our customers. This North American Dealer of the Year opportunity, this award, is just one in a series of several lately. So we were just named a top workplace in Indiana by the Indianapolis Star, which is phenomenal, first time ever. And we're coming off 2 years in a row now, consecutively, where we've been one of the top performing John Deere dealers in North America as well. So just kudos to our team, but also huge thank you to our customers.
Yeah.
And our customers, you know, when I look at the folks that we have the opportunity to serve each and every day, it is that Hoosier farmer. It's that Hoosier homeowner. It's the landscaper. It's the golf course operator. And we know that we play a critical role in their business and in their life. And we take it incredibly serious. So to win an award like North American Dealer of the Year is a great third-party affirmation or validation for the team at Reynolds Farm Equipment to know we're on the right track. Now, we're not there yet. We still have a lot more to do. We can always do better. But just a nice wind in the sail as we head into the back half of 2018.
What are some, Mitch, some ways you're implementing, integrating technology into the company? Some of the ways you're doing that?
So we look at technology. I think there's a better way to even think about it. You know, as I talk through this, is we want to be a tech-enabled company, not a tech-centered company. And I think that is a massive distinction. I heard a gentleman from Carnival Cruise Lines talk through their approach, and it was inspiring because that is what we all aspire to be, is tech-enabled. So we're looking at new ways to connect with customers through the parts, through the service they need, whether that's us going to service a piece of equipment at someone's farm, someone's house, someone's golf course, whether that's being able for them to order parts online and deliver them direct to their door so they don't have to come in. It's also about creating insights and analytics from the machines themselves to be able to predict a failure to prevent downtime. You know, if you're a farmer heading into harvest this fall, the last thing you want is to be down in the field. If we can use the insights from those machines, the connections that are made possible through John Deere, to be able to predict those potential challenges and address them before they become issues, that's huge. And so we see lots of opportunity across our operation to be able to harness the power of technology, to connect with a customer and give them a level of service and experience they've never experienced before.
Mm-hmm. As you look at the evolution of technology, the evolution of really the ag biosciences, agribusiness in Indiana, agriculture has always been a very important part of the economy. But do you sense, and with the creation and the work that Agrinovis is doing, and a realization, I think, is there are more announcements and news conferences from the governor that the state and various organizations are really beginning to put a bigger focus on ag in Indiana?
I think we are. And what we're seeing is it's no longer just about technology. It's about how does technology apply to other industries? And that's where I get so excited and where I think we're seeing so much success in agriculture. When you zoom out and you look at Indiana as a state and as an economy, we're number 5 in corn, number 5 in soybean production. We love that. But when we look at that and you overlay what we see from Forbes, what we see from all of these national publications on our technology strength, This is the only place, I believe, in America where you have this massive strength in B2B, cloud computing, software, all of the things that we've talked about where we have that strength, and you're 15 minutes away from precision ag production. And then you have a massively supportive economy. I mean, we have Corteva here. We have all of these players that we saw in the Israel trade mission with Governor Holcomb. Everybody coming together to really understand, how do we connect? How do we build this network where we become the place where innovation happens in agriculture, not just in row crop production, not just in livestock, but how do we become the definitive place that leverages our strengths in technology, leverages our strengths in agriculture to go create something that people have never even imagined possible?
Well, I think that puts it very succinctly, Mitch, in terms of the potential that's out there, not just at Reynolds Farm Equipment, but for the state of Indiana. A lot of potential around technology, around ag and the ag biosciences. Thanks for being with us on this edition of the podcast. And again, congratulations, National Dealer of the Year. First time ever for an Indiana company, Reynolds Farm Equipment, getting that. So congratulations.
Thanks, Gary. Good to see you.
All right. Mitch Frazier, CEO at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Mitch, again, thank you for joining us on another edition of Ag Plus Bio Plus Science, a podcast focused on really the convergence of food, science, and technology in Indiana. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.